This is Father Rob Ramser from Our Lady of Angels Parish in Cleveland with your reflection on the memorial of St. Stanislaus. A saint that has a special connection to my own heart and faith life is St. Stanislaus of Krakow. He was a bishop in the city of Krakow growing up in Poland. And as a priest and bishop, he was a man of great piety, of great holiness, and great zeal. He was a man who led his diocese at a time when the King of Poland wasn't a very Catholic or Christian man. He was, let's just say, someone we wouldn't want to idealize. And of the many things he did, he would lie and cheat the church out of property or anything else that was coming to her. And Stanislaus knew that. He condemned the brutal king for his practices. He remained unrepentant, and Stanislaus excommunicated him. He even, as one of the great miracles go, had a trial where a gentleman, a farmer, gave land to the church. The king took it for himself, and at the trial, Stanislaus prayed, and the corpse of the man defended Stanislaus and said, "Yes, I gave the land to the church." Well, the king was furious, and Stanislaus was martyred by the king himself as the saint said mass at the altar of his cathedral. His body was dismembered in four pieces and flung to the corners of the country. Tradition holds that four eagles surrounded the pieces of the body so the people could bring them back together to give him a proper burial. May Stanislaus remind us to be steadfast in the face of oppression and tyranny, because at the end of the day, Christ wins. And sometimes we'll need to shed our blood, either literally or metaphorically, to defend the truth of the faith and bring forth justice and mercy. Saint Stanislaus, pray for us.